Welcome to the Did You Know Real Estate Show, a show talking about real estate and so much more with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. To participate in the program, call 513-563-1480. And now, here is your host, Sean Dennity.
Good morning, Cincinnati. It is Saturday. It is 9 a.m. and you are tuned into the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. 99.5, 107.9 FM, 1480 AM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's good to be back. I hope everybody enjoyed the rock and roll realtor, Gary Rossignol, last week. Gary, I'm sure you're out there listening. Thank you, my friend. I love you very much, and really appreciate you taking the reins for me while you know, my loyal listeners were probably like, well, where was Sean? Well, I was golfing. Well, it was a charity outing. This was for a young man, Zach Leffler, that passed away unexpectedly from cancer when he was 19 years old. He was a big soccer player, played for his high school, and was very dedicated to the sport. And the tournament every year, which is played in April down at the Kenton County Golf Courses, is for soccer scholarships for, you know, high school kids or kids that need money for college or education, for school books or whatever. So it was a great tournament, and this is the third year that they've had the event, and we've played, my team has played in it the last two, and we actually won. So we were 13 under par. We didn't even have to cheat that much and didn't drink a lot of bourbon. So I think that probably all helped us out. So it's a great time, and I'm looking forward to having Gary fill in for me again here and there. This is, you know, golfing, you know, I love to golf because it's great exercise, obviously, but it's also, you know, I love to get out with my friends, and it's good for networking. And when you have days like today and beautiful weather and 60, 70 degrees, I mean, you can't beat a day on the golf course unless you're the wives of golfers who sit home and just wait for the husbands to get home after about 10 hours. Anyway, that being said, so on today's show, we are doing another real estate jam session, and with me this morning is one of my fellow Keller Williams agents, who is one of the best agents in the city. She's Kara, your realtor, Miss Kara Whitesell. Good morning.
Ooh, good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So we were walking in, and we were talking that, you know, Keller Williams and Kara Whitesell, so your initials match up with Keller Williams, so obviously anything KW apparel, you're like all over it.
All over it. I had quite the jam at Keller Williams family reunion.
Yeah.
That was back in February in Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah.
The swag store, I just went nuts like it was Christmas. KW everything.
Well, I mean, you know, red is one of our colors, so red and Christmas do kind of go together, so absolutely. And also this morning with Kara is her wonderful assistant, right? Your assistant, her son,
Kendrick.
Kendrick, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, young man. You having a good Saturday morning?
Yeah.
So what does your mom have you do? Does she like have you do like property reports and things like that?
No.
No, not yet. No. You getting there though?
Yeah.
How do you like your mom being a realtor?
I like it a lot.
Yeah. I know you guys spend a lot of time together.
Yeah.
And that, you know what? And that's one of the great things about being an agent. You know, everybody says that our jobs are like super, like we're super, not everybody, but a lot of people say like, you know, oh, that real estate job, it should be super glamorous and whatnot, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But you know what? It's really not. I mean, we love the fact that we get to make our own schedule, which is great. So that means, you know, you can spend a lot of time with Kendrick.
Yeah.
But there's a lot that goes to our job, you know,
yeah.
And, you know, we were talking in the, I guess, greenish, is that greenish? I guess it's a greenish room before we came in here. And we were talking that, you know, number one, it's springtime. So spring, this is the busiest time of the year for us agents, and which is great. I mean, you know, I haven't really had a chance to sleep since I think early February, and which is good. I mean, I appreciate that. I mean, like I said, you know, on shows previous, like I'm glad I'm not married because I'd probably be divorced. You know, 13, 14 hour days are kind of the norm. However, you know, we still can kind of dictate that as agents.
Yep.
But what we were talking about, and this is actually, it actually brings up a good point, that, you know, the market, and I've mentioned this before, we've seen the market shift,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
It's now kind of more balanced, but I think it's kind of become more of a buyer's market now, hasn't it?
Slightly, yeah. It's a weird market in the sense, not that it's not happened before, we've seen this before.
Sure.
But instead of it being every house selling in 2 hours, you could have a house or two that sells in 2 hours. But alternatively, you could have a house sit for 6 months.
Right.
So we have a mixed bag, and then that brings more buyers can get a little bit more picky in this season because they have time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and I will say this kind of to both points. So I've actually got a couple of showings right after this. I'm heading up to Loveland, and I have a client who needs to be in the Loveland School District for various reasons. And every house that we have found that fits into their what they're looking for has come up and gone like
super
that.
Fast,
I mean,
it's
instantly. You know, the house that we're seeing today, not even 24 hours, we're getting a notice from the listing agent saying, you know, please have highest and best to us by Sunday at 5 p.m.
Right.
Like, oh my gosh. I mean, it's crazy. So, but on the flip side of that coin, there are listings that I have seen that have been on the market since January.
Yes.
Or before.
Yep.
And these houses are not in bad shape. I mean,
no.
They're actually in pretty decent, you know, pretty decent condition. So as agents, it becomes more important for us when we get a listing to really be honest with our clients and say, hey, look, you know, this is where the price should be. This is our research that tells you that if you want to get this house sold, I mean, it pretty much has to be, you know, spotless, immaculate, move-in ready.
Right.
Yeah. So, and that's, you know, and that's very important right now, because before, years ago, a couple years ago, not too long ago, all you had to do was just slap a sign in the yard and it's gone. So, and that also, and we also talked about, you know, with buyers now being a little more choosy and things being a little more competitive, buyers now have the opportunity to really take their time and inspect homes,
mm-hmm.
and you know, if try and negotiate with the sellers to get the homes the way they want.
Correct.
So, you know, one of the things that we do as agents is, you know, obviously inspections. Now, there are still some cases where, you know, buyers will waive inspections, which don't ever do that, folks. Those of you out there listening to me, do not ever, ever waive inspections. Because doing that, you don't know what you're getting into. I mean, we as agents, now, Kara, you and I, you know, we're experienced. When we walk through a house, we kind of know what to look for.
Right.
Right? We look at electrical panels. We look at underneath sinks to see if P traps, if there's any leaks from the sink. We look at furnaces, ACs. We kind of know how to check to see how
dates,
old they are.
Yeah.
But we don't get into the nooks and crannies of the house.
No.
Yeah. So when the inspections are done, we do what's called a defect notice. Now, that defect notice is what we would ask the sellers to repair. But, you know, we were talking, and, you know, we've had some, you know, some experiences and some stories, you know, a little bit about what we were talking about, right?
So, right. So, yeah, the defect notices are coming in quite strong.
Yeah.
comparative to years prior. There's a lot to discuss. There's a lot of points that the buyer wants fixed, and it could be very minimal, almost like a cosmetic ask.
Yeah.
All the way to a major defect, but a lot of cases they're putting all of them on there, and this is alarming to sellers. It kind of puts up some defenses for them sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes the buyer's asking for so much that the buyer's agent just says, "See." Report attached, and they don't even list the things that are on there. So it is different, and it leaves a little bit to be desired.
I would agree with that 100%. You know, in some we call it I call it a laundry list. So if you have a buyer that's going to put a laundry list together, I mean, I actually try to set the expectation.
Same.
That, you know, listen, I will fight for whatever you want done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you want to put 20 items, if you want to put the whole inspection list on the defect notice, okay, that's fine. We can do that. But I want to prepare you and have you understand is that the sellers most likely will not adhere and do absolutely everything you ask for. So
right.
We have to kind of narrow down what are those things that are most important to you.
Right.
And we as agents, that's where, you know, that's where our expertise comes in. Having done this for years, you know, we know after when looking at an inspection report that, you know, fixing the screen on a window is not as important as a, you know, double tap wire right. in an electrical box, right. right? So when we see those things, or a GCFI outlet right. or something along those lines.
Well,
some,
I also set the expectation with the buyer that if they were going to do all these things, they would have done them and sold it for 50 grand more, 100 grand more.
Precisely.
But they're not selling you a brand new perfect house. They're selling you this house as it is. And right. yeah, if there are actual defects that are causing something not to work, a safety concern, these are what we want to address with the seller. But we're not asking them to, you know, pour new concrete because you don't like how these steps are measured. That's kind of beyond the scope of what is expected for a resale.
Exactly. Correct. Yeah. So always good things to consider. So those of you that are home buyers out there, you know, always talk to your agent, and, you know, we do give really good advice, but also understand that, you know, unless you're buying new construction, but I will say this, you said perfect, there is no perfect house.
Yep.
There absolutely 100% is never a perfect house. So some good points. So before we get to break here in a couple minutes, I do want to discuss one thing that happened this week that I was actually kind of nice to hear, because, you know, as agents, we want to make sure that at every area that we sell and we list in are safe and are attractive to, you know, potential clients. And City Council this week has set forth a motion, or set forth an ordinance about the street takeovers. And I think that's important that they're cracking down on that, because that can be very dangerous. And, you know, we've had, you know, some issues with crime, and we know that, you know, there was another shooting in OTR. And honestly, you know, everything that's been happening with our police force and our fire department, you know, I think there needs to be more support and more backing for our police and fire, because they're the ones that enforce these initiatives that City Council puts together. But if you keep playing politics with, like, you know, Teresa Thiege, Chief Thiege, and Chief Washington from the fire department, you know, these things are not going to get done. So when we get back from break, we're going to have a special guest call in and speak to us about this. You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
John Mellencamp. Dancing Words Tour, The Greatest Hits. July 19th. Riverbend Music Center. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and Riverbend.org. John Mellencamp. Dancing Words Tour, The Greatest Hits.
Whoa. Okay, this one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do one.
Wait. The T-Mobile one says families saved over $3,700 versus the other big guys in the past 5 years. And their experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Hang on, let me see that. And a 5-year price guarantee? Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or?
I'm thinking high five.
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. Switch now at T-Mobile.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 among accounts with 3+ voice lines compared to AT&T and Verizon, excluding discounts, credits, and optional charges. See harrisx.com/T-Mobile. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.
Do your brakes sound like this? That probably means your brakes need to be serviced. For only $29.95, John Nolan Auto Service will check all your brake components, but only if you mention the WDJO $29.95 Brake Special. John Nolan Auto Service, located in Newport, Kentucky, is only a block and a bridge from downtown Cincinnati. Call us at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today.
A good deal, better at John Nolan. America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high, rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Monetary Gold has been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. If you call now, Monetary Gold will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
All right. Welcome back to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, Oldies 1480, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And just want to give a quick shout out to one of my sponsors, Mr. Rick Barrick from All Western Mortgage. It's springtime, rates are good, and Rick's got any kind of loan and refi that you might be looking for, along with actually hard money lending. So Rick will be on the show in a couple weeks to tell you more about that. And before we went to break, I was talking a little bit about safety and the policies about the new street takeover. But like I mentioned, you know, if we're playing politics and if we're playing games with our safety and security, like City Council has been with Chief Thiege and Chief Washington, you know, this stuff will not really take hold. So in that light, I brought my good friend who comes on the show, and I appreciate it every time he does. Chris Smitherman, are you there with us this morning?
I am here with you, Sal. Thanks for having me on.
No, it's my pleasure, my friend. It's always good to hear your voice. And tell us a little bit about, you know, because the city or Chief Thiege had a meeting with the city manager yesterday and nothing really came out of it. But, you know, when I was leading into break, you know, the playing politics with all this stuff, how is this really going to really help the city, if at all?
Well, let's just go back, and I want to just reiterate to your listening audience.
Sure.
You know, having been the former vice mayor and working side by side with Chief Thiege, she was a colonel at the time. She was always the professional.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to stress that as a fact, there were no disciplinary issues in her file prior to this, prior to her being placed on administrative leave. So I agree
yeah.
with you. That there's something going on politically with this case. And I think, unfortunately, Sean, the taxpayers of Cincinnati are going to pay another big bill. I think her meeting with the city manager was probably advised by her lawyer mm-hmm. because she still has to make sure she's going through the appellate process. You know, they have her on administrative leave. Currently, the city of Cincinnati is paying for two police chiefs, one interim and one who's on administrative leave.
Mm.
And so I think she has to continue to go through the process so that by the time they get to the court, if it goes that far, she can show that she followed the process by meeting with the city manager. The last point I'll make about it is it just seems like everything is backwards, meaning they put her on administrative leave and then they hired Frost, Brown, and Todd.
Yeah.
To investigate her, and that just felt like, to me, they were trying to bury her. You know, the people that are listening to your show, many of them, if not, you know, I mean, large percentage of them have worked jobs and understand politics on jobs.
Right.
And navigating them, that just seems completely inappropriate to terminate somebody, put them on administrative leave, whatever the language is, and then hire a high-powered law firm to bury her. And
yeah.
ultimately, they really didn't find anything.
No.
I mean, these were very pejorative statements that they were making that you could say about any leader. Anybody could improve and do better. The question becomes,
look at our mayor.
Why, when she was at the police chief conference, why did you terminate her? And it seemed to be politically motivated as they marched into the November election.
Well, and I couldn't agree with you more about that, because that, you know, that violence, that brawl that happened last year prior to Chief Thiege's being put on leave really put a black eye on the city, because it got national attention, right? It was on all the major networks, including cable news, you know, Fox and CNN and everywhere else. So, you know, in effort to, I guess, for the mayor and city council to save face, they had to find a scapegoat. And unfortunately, that scapegoat was Chief Thiege. And, you know, to me, that just, you know, when you mentioned the, you know, you're bringing in the attorney firm to try and find something that went wrong, that's like the cart before the horse. I mean, what you're a crime looking for, you know, for someone to pin it on. I mean, that, or vice versa. It doesn't make, it just does not make any sense to me whatsoever. And I don't think the citizens don't realize
yeah. that the fire chief, Chief Washington, has been going through a very similar case. His case was heard 2 weeks ago with an appeal to three judges, and a part of that appeal, Sean, is a lower court has said that our city manager can be held responsible personally, not just the city. They appealed that. We'll hear a decision about that probably in the next 3 to 4 weeks, which is going to be huge. So you got the fire chief and the police chief, and the common denominator is the city manager.
Yeah.
And so she got this great evaluation. There was no mention of these pending cases that are going to cost the taxpayers of Cincinnati millions of dollars.
Yeah.
My sense is, Sean, that if they had just approached the police chief or Chief Fiji or approached Chief Washington and said, we are looking to move on, these are two professionals, things could have been worked out.
Of course.
You know, the reality of it is it's now going to cost the taxpayers millions of dollars to settle these cases. I just can't see what I would say 12 in the box. The city manager and the city, if they're listening, I don't think they want to roll the dice with 12 in the box. They're going to go in and say, this lady has nothing in her file. Chief Washington has nothing in his file. And so it becomes, why did you fire them?
Right.
And I just don't think they want to go through those depositions. Both of these cases will be settled.
Mm-hmm.
They're dragging them out. And I think, Sean, they're doing it because they know they're at the end of their term.
Yep.
And they want the next administration to deal with it, not them. And that's the sad part about it.
Well, absolutely. And, of course, when you've got a city that's facing, about a $30 million budget deficit, somewhere in that neighborhood, and you're throwing money at settlements for the rioters. You're throwing money at the new music venue that's over, I think, $8 million for the new music venue that's already over budget. And you've got assets that are draining the city right now. I mean, I love the streetcar, but for the love of God, it's not a profitable asset for the city. And they're talking about expanding it. You listen to the mayor and you listen to city council. And again, you know, and this is, I'm not politically motivated by any stretch of the imagination, but I will tell you that, you know, when you manage any business, and you know this because you own a business, when you manage any business, you have to be fiscally responsible. You cannot spend more than you take in, right? So you can have all these grand projects. You can have all these grand visions of what you would like your business or your city to be. But unfortunately, you have to work within the constraints of the money that you have. And, you know, to be an effective leader and to be a good leader is, you know, number one, you also have to take responsibility for the actions and the decisions that you make, which unfortunately this council and this administration does not do. They pin it on somebody else, and they wipe their hands of it, and then the mayor goes off and goes on vacation and does, you know, all these camera-facing, you know, events so he can look good in front of everybody else. And, that's not leadership, Chris.
It's not, and I want to just highlight the issue 22, which was the selling of our railroad.
Mm, yeah.
And I'll try to be succinct here, but it is tied to the budget issue that you just raised. Anybody driving through the city of Cincinnati can see that our infrastructure is crumbling.
Yep.
I did not support the sale of the railroad for many reasons, meaning owning land 300 miles from Cincinnati to Tennessee, getting $36 million a year that would have gone up near $60 million over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
was the wrong decision. The lease payments were keeping up with inflation. So construction inflation is around 9%. These dollars are invested conservatively because you're dealing as a trustee with the city's money or the city's asset. So they can't just go out and buy high-flying, high-beta stock. They've got to be rational. Those investments over time will not be able to deal with the deferred maintenance nor the current infrastructure issues that the city is facing. It was a terrible deal, and we're going to see this nasty thing about inflation continuing to creep into the discussion
mm-hmm.
as potholes and sidewalks and bridges in our city continue to crumble. I'm going to say something. It's pretty tough. This is probably the worst mayor the city of Cincinnati has ever elected. But guess what, Sean? Elections have consequences.
Yeah.
52 neighborhoods elected him twice. They obviously like what he's doing. I will say to them, wait until our Cincinnati retirement system and our infrastructure, our police and crime out of control, these basic things that you and I depend on. I'm tired of our city being dirty. Meaning yeah. We've got realtors like yourself who are out here trying to sell properties. It's difficult to do when you say, hey, man, this street hasn't been repaved in 120 years, meaning the city is going to have to get about the business of making sure that the infrastructure in the city that they're governing is pristine.
Well, and I couldn't agree with you more, my friend, because, you know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the show. I mean, what do we need to go back to? We need to go back to the basics, right? That is safe streets. That is good streets. You know, safe streets to drive on, and you know, and good education for our kids. And we've lost sight of that. You know, I can't tell you how many times I drive through, because you know my office is in Hyde Park. So and I live in the Mount Washington area. So as I'm driving through into the Hyde Park area, I mean those roads are ridiculous. I mean, you know, there's little patchworks here and there, but you know, that doesn't solve the problem, right? So, and you could go on, and heaven forbid, you go into the West End, or if you go into Western Hills, you know, down near, you know, like our favorite place, Jim and Jack's, and some of those roads. I mean, it's just, you know, they would rather put up speed bumps than fill the potholes or repave the roads. I mean, you know, come on, let's get real here, folks.
The Western Hills Viaduct has been a crisis forever.
Oh, yeah, it sure has.
And West Siders deserve better. You highlighted like part of one neighborhood, but if you go through Price Hill as an example,
mm-hmm.
right, you see devastating infrastructure.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
If you go through places like Walnut Hills, you see devastating infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And so no matter where we go, you and I, as we drive around, we see these potholes. We see the trash on the side of the road.
Yep.
And I'm just asking, you see our you know, whether you're on our highway, you know, you see a lot of trash on the highway. I'm asking myself, when will City Hall say, as you just indicated, we're going to get back to the basics? It's difficult for your realtors to market properties when the infrastructure around them is falling apart. I'm just saying, yeah. when will the mayor and this council decide that crime is important to deal with, as you indicated, and making sure that our infrastructure and our basic core services are being delivered to our citizens. And until they can do that, we're going to have a tough time in the city. That's just unfortunate to say, and I don't want to sound like a broken record.
No.
But as we move into the warmer weather, it's unfortunate, Sean, when I come back on your show, you and I will be discussing fights and violence all over the city.
More than likely, yeah. I hate to say it to my friend, but I think that's what we're looking at. So, hey, listen, Chris, as always, we got to take a break. But listen, I'm always grateful for you, for your guidance, for you coming on and talking to my listeners. So I really appreciate you, my friend.
And people can follow me on social media at Vote Smitherman, and I look forward to coming back on whenever you're available. Thanks, Sean.
You're welcome, my friend. Thanks, Christopher Smitherman, for calling in, and we're going to take a break. When we come back, Kara and I are going to talk some more real estate. You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Cross Country Mortgage is America's number one retail mortgage lender, offering more than 120 purchase, refinance, and home equity solutions, ranging from conventional and jumbo mortgages to government-insured programs from FHA and programs for veterans of rural home buyers. Cross Country Mortgage is a direct lender and approved seller and servicer by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and Ginnie Mae. Contact your local Cross Country Mortgage broker, Rick Barrett, at 513-383-2923. That's 513-383-2923. NMLS number 18738.
The Fastics Rod and Custom Car Club presents their 32nd annual Spring Swap Meet and Cruisin' Saturday, April 18th from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Claremont County Fairgrounds in Owensville, Ohio. Swap setup begins at 6:30 with a 15x20 vendor spot, only $30, and a car corral spot, just $10. The cruise-in begins at 10 a.m. with all years, makes, and models of cars and trucks welcome. Fresh-made breakfast and lunch, plus drinks will be available. Don't miss this opportunity to locate that hard-to-find part at the 32nd Annual Fast Takes Rod and Custom Spring Swap Meet and Cruise-In, April 18th in Owensville, Ohio. Admission is free. For information, call Dallas at 513-528-1058 or Joe at 513-748-8404 or visit PumpkinRunNationals.com and click on Spring Swap Meet.
Dr. Peck is probably without a doubt the best in Cincinnati. If you're comfortable with your smile, then you don't have a problem laughing or smiling at the situation or whatever it might be. I've never had a problem that Dr. Peck didn't solve. He does such a good job. They're very natural looking. Dr. Peck puts the patient first.
For your own beautiful new smile, call Dr. Fred Peck at 513-621-7666 or visit PeckSmiles.com.
I'm Judy King, and I love my new smile.
You know, it's easy to turn your unwanted, broken, or unused gold and silver jewelry and coins into needed cash. Gold and silver class rings, wedding bands, and coin collections can all be turned into needed cash fast at Franklin Street Coin Company in Evendale. They are paying more because they buy more. Get the highest prices available fast at Franklin Street Coin Company, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Sports. Go Buckeyes!
Every morning, we rise and shine, make breakfast, and brush away the night's rest. These routines help us start the day off right. Nature Made vitamins are a simple step in that daily care regimen. Multivitamins with daily essentials, clinically studied probiotics for gut health support, magnesium to help relax the body. Nature Made is made to care for you every day. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right. Welcome back, everyone, to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is. Oldies 1480, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We've, as my previous show, Andy Furman would say, we've crossed the 50-yard line, so now we're we're almost rounding third and heading for home. So we, for those of you that are Reds fans, we remember that from Joe Nuxall. So we want to thank Chris Smitherman again for calling in and giving us his thoughts and wisdom on what's going on with the city. We just got to keep prayers going that some common sense gets back into City Hall or to the folks that are in City Hall right now, and we'll start taking care of those things that will make the city a much better place for all of us. So so before we get moving forward here, we got a top 10 list, which I do every week. And since it is spring, now, Kara, you like flowers, right?
Yeah.
Kendrick, you like flowers?
Kind of.
Kind of? What's your favorite flower? Do you have one?
The yellow one.
The yellow ones? I like the yellow ones, too. Those are daisies. Or no, though. Well, daisies are yellow and white. Sunflowers. Sunflowers. Okay, some the real big tall ones?
Yeah.
Do you eat sunflower seeds?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay. They're actually pretty good when you roast them. And anyway, this is not a cooking show. Anyway, all right, so I've got the top 10 flowers for spring. So as we're, you know, it's April, we're about ready to be into May. Folks want to get out and start doing some gardening. So here are some flower tips for you. Okay, so number 10 is the salvia. A heat-tolerant, attractive to pollinators, and strong container. Okay, and then we have the cosmos, which almost sounds like a drink.
Right.
Lightweight and tall, good for naturalized and pollinator-friendly beds. A zinnia. It almost sounds like Zima. Remember Zima? Popular for cut flowers and pollinator gardens, easy from seed, easy to seed. Okay. Snapdragons, that's a good one. Number 6, we got pansies and violas. Those are always very beautiful. Pansies are always great-looking flowers. Begonias are at number 5. Number 4 is a geranium. Number 3 are impatiens, which we as agents know about being impatient. Number 2 is the marigold, and number 1 is the petunia.
Okay.
So those are your top 10 flowers for spring. I'm surprised roses weren't in there.
Or hydrangeas.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Well, when I do my research, you know, I don't know. My research is my research. Sometimes I get to be, you know, it's funny. When I was growing up, my mother was a huge huge gardener. She had a rose garden in our backyard that was, I mean, it was her pride and joy. Mm. I mean, I couldn't even touch those roses. The only time she would let me touch the roses were to get the Japanese beetles out of them because she didn't want to deal with them.
Right.
That was my job. My job was to take care of the bugs.
I would have gave you that job too.
Probably. I get that because, you know, I'm a guy, you know, we can handle bugs. But, anyway. All right. So, while we're talking about flowers, there's actually some nice events happening in Cincinnati this weekend. So, Cincinnati Zoo blooms. Mm. So Cincinnati Zoo is called the Zoo and Botanical. Now, see, this is something for you and Kendrick to do. See, that's why I asked if you liked flowers, Kendrick. Have you been to the zoo, Cincinnati Zoo?
Yes.
How many times? Lots of times?
Yeah.
What's your favorite animal down there?
The lions.
You like the lions?
Yeah.
Okay. I like the Bengals.
I do like the lions.
I know, the animals. I know. I was football reference there, so sorry.
No, he
even
also
in football.
Likes-
Oh, you like football? So you're a Lions fan?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah.
They're good. Who's your favorite player on the Lions?
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
So Amon-Ra St. Brown?
Yeah.
I had him in my fantasy league last year, so he did really good for me. I like Jahmyr Gibbs. Jahmyr Gibbs, that kid's a beast.
Well, Jared Goff's kind of nice, too.
Well, he's cute. That's why you like him, right?
No, he's a good quarterback.
He's a good quarterback. I know. I'm being a wise guy.
Not better than Burrow, but.
There you go. So I would say, Joe, if you're listening out there, yeah, you're the best, dude. Don't worry. You're number one.
Absolutely.
All right. So we got zoo blooms going on at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Gardens. It's actually from 6 to 8:30. This is happening now. Every spring, the zoo becomes the botanical garden and zoo when it transforms into a magnificent explosion of color. As one of the only two accredited botanical gardens in Ohio, the Cincinnati Zoo offers one of the largest tulip displays in the Midwest. Now, tulips are beautiful flowers.
Yeah.
Absolutely love tulips.
They were on the list?
No. Why did you have to ask me that? That's all right. And then there's also tunes in bloom. So there are separate there's specific dates for this at the Cincinnati Zoo, but this is a collection of Cincinnati's finest and most respected music veterans playing together in the zoo's beautiful gardens. So April 16th is going to be Shelby Lore Band on the main stage and Cecil Jackson and Dry Ridge. And on April 23rd, the Tillers will be on the main stage and then Stick and Bindle will be in the Grove. It's free admission after 5 p.m., so that's kind of cool. So after work, you know, if you're not busy, bring Kendrick down. Go see some flowers and hear some music.
There we go.
So other events. There's actually today, which this actually sounds kind of cool, and I wish I had time, but I got to go show some houses. There is an OTR tasting tour today from 2 to 3 p.m. Eckerlin Meats, Eli's Barbecue, which is really good.
It is good.
Yeah, Jane's Beer, Maker's Bakers, and Nene's Bread. Those are all going to be on taking part of this tasting tour today from 2 to 3 p.m. down in OTR at Finley Market. The Reds are in town, and you know I hope they get their act together because it's crazy. I watch the Reds. I love the Reds. I'm always going to be a fan of the Reds, Bengals, Cincinnati. But how can you win 5 games in a row, then come right back and lose 3 in a row? I mean, I don't know. For the years, I've been saying that the Reds just need to find an actual good hitting coach. I mean, nothing against Chris Valleca, who's their current hitting coach, but I think his career average is like .235, and it shows in the team's averages. So anyway, the Reds are in town facing the LA Angels. That's Mike Trout. It's always nice to have your name associated with a fish. Let's see. And then there's this also, if you are a fan of theater, there is Girls' Night, the musical, showing at the Aronoff Center, which is a popular, high-energy, and often interactive musical review touring the United States that follows 5 female friends on a night out, exploring their lives with humor and music. So that's kind of interesting. Okay, so there are some great events. And, of course, if you want to call in and talk to us here and ask us a question about real estate or really anything, 513-563-1480 is the phone number. So in doing some research on some real estate topics, I came across something that was really, really interesting. Many folks, let's say you live in a townhome or a condominium complex. Let's say you are living in a decent subdivision, or even in new construction. And I actually have a story behind this. HOAs.
Yes.
Okay. Homeowners associations. Now, I'm not, you know, advocating one way or another. You know, HOAs do have their place.
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, when it comes to things like trash removal, when it comes to things like
landscaping,
maintenance, those types of things, sure, I get that. But let me tell you a quick story. And this actually is happening to a client of mine. So my client purchased a home, I guess it was 4 years ago. I think it was like, 4 years ago. Good Lord. Where does the time go? Yeah, the age-old question, right? Anyway, so she bought a house 4 years ago over in the Batavia area, and there was an HOA. Now, one thing that a lot of folks like to do when they buy a home is, you know, they like to have, like, chickens, or they want to have their own eggs. They want to have their own, you know, vegetables and things like they want to grow and use their, you know, use their property to do those things. It saves a lot of money. So she had the chickens, and there was nothing in the HOA bylaws or anything that said that they were forbidden or that they were, you know, not, there was no, I don't think there was any additional fees or whatever. However, some nosy neighbors decided to complain about the chickens because, I don't know, were they messy or whatever? I don't know what the case is. Anyway, the long and short of it is, my client did not receive any notification from the HOA, nothing written. They told her, someone called and told her about that, and she got rid of the chickens, right? So they're gone. But now she's facing fines of up to $700 from the HOA, which she had no warning, no documentation, nothing that said that she was going to get fined for this. She followed the procedure. She followed what they said. And now this HOA is hiring an attorney firm to collect on this money that she supposedly owes them.
Hmm.
How do you fight that?
Yeah, and those are examples of, I would say, not the bad HOA management run. So
yeah.
the HOAs can be great, like you mentioned, but when they're run poorly, then you run into situations like this where the communication doesn't exist, the deficit falls on the owner.
Right.
And yeah, I don't know how you fight that. I guess you get an attorney also.
But if it's a $600 fine,
right,
or $700 fine,
yeah,
that's going to be the amount of money you're going to pay the attorney just to do the discovery.
Right.
Right. So it doesn't make sense. You know, an attorney would probably say, just pay it and be done with, and be done with it. But at the same time, there's a moral outcome with this. And and I agree. I mean, so, you know, who runs these city councils? Or, no, who runs these HOAs? City council, right? Anyway. So we'll talk a little bit more about HOAs. But if you have an HOA, if you're in an HOA and you're not happy with it, or you have some questions about HOAs, give us a call, 513-563-1480. We're going to take one more break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this. You are listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show on WDJO, where the music is. We will be back in just a minute.
Looking for a real estate partner who stands out? Meet Sean Dennity and the Dennity Home Group with Keller Williams Advisors, an award-winning agent with 7 years of experience and a keen eye for detail. Sean puts your needs first, customizing every step to find your perfect home. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean Dennity a call at 513-227-4284 or visit SeanDennity.com. Your dream home is just a call away.
The Happy Together Tour 2026, starring The Association, The Troggs, Chicago former lead singer Jason Scheff, Gary Puckett, Ron Dante of the Archies and the Turtles, The Vogues, The Cowsills, Saturday, August 22nd, Rose Music Center at the Heights. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com in the Rose Music Center box office.
Beal Brothers Jewelers have been taking pride in being a family-owned and operated business for 100 years at the same location in Newport, Kentucky. Beal Brothers Jewelers are dedicated to meeting each of their customers' needs, specializing in bridal jewelry, diamonds, mountings, wedding bands, watch and jewelry repairs, and cleaning, plus custom orders. Beal Brothers Jewelry is confident they will be able to assist in satisfying your jewelry needs. If you like a trusted and respected appraisal on your jewelry, visit Beal Brothers Jewelers, 122 East 8th Street, Newport, Kentucky, or speak with Kurt Beal at 859-261-9431. That's 859-261-9431. Or visit BeelBrothersJewelry.com. Beal, spelled B-I-H-L. Beals Brothers Jewelers, 122 East 8th Street in Newport, Kentucky. Here yesterday, today, and tomorrow, providing quality since 1923.
Tasty brew, friendly crew, and a great menu. All this and more is what you will find at the Indian Mound Cafe, a great neighborhood cafe located in the heart of Norwood. Crave a great burger, chicken wing, homemade soup, and the best gumbo in town, then the Indian Mound Cafe is the place for you. Enjoy one of our daily specials or a house salad and a soup of the day. Easy to get to, just a half mile north of the Norwood Lateral at 5226 Montgomery Road. Come down to the Mound.
Are you interested in antiques and collectibles? If so, there's a new place in town, the Route 27 Antique Mall in Alexandria in the Village Green Shopping Center. I'm Dangerous Dan Allen, and I've now lived in five historic homes over the years. And when you do that, you always are raiding the antique malls for things for your home. The Route 27 Antique Mall has over 30,000 square feet of antiques all under one roof. 6927 Alexandria Pike in Alexandria, or call 859-970-2727.
Hey, welcome back everyone to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, Oldies 1480, where the music is, 99.5, 107.9 FM, and everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And I want to give another shout out to my sponsor, Rick Barrick from All Western Mortgage. Just remember that if you're out there ready to look for a home, if you want to find a good loan program with good down payment assistance, whether it be conventional, FHA, USDA, or VA, Rick is your guy, so look him up at allwesternmortgage.com. So, before we left the break, we were talking about Kara and I and Kendrick, who is Kara's wonderful son and assistant, right?
Yeah.
Yep. What were you saying? You help your mother pick out her shoes?
That's what she said.
That's what she said. Okay, before we get back, how do you do, so mom says, okay, I'm going to wear this and this, and then what do you do? What do you do after that to find the shoes?
She just, like, puts one on each foot, and then she says, which one?
So she puts a different shoe on each foot, and then lets you decide which ones look best?
Yeah, and then sometimes she's like, then it should be this one, then I'm like, then why'd you ask me?
Typical woman, right?
Well, you know what? Hey, you're gonna be a future fashion designer. Is that what it is? Or no, you don't know what you're fourth grade, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't know what you want to be when you grow up. You don't even want to think about that, right?
Do.
You do. Uh-huh. What?
NBA player.
There you go. You're the next LeBron James.
Huh?
Who's your favorite NBA player?
Jason Tatum.
Who?
Jason Tatum.
Oh, Jason Tatum.
Boston
Celtics. Okay.
We've been to a couple of Celtics games.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because there used to be a long, long time ago. I think back in the 70s, I think we had a semi-pro team. I don't think we had an NBA team.
I wish we did.
Where are you going to put the stadium?
We did have an NBA team, but then they moved it to somewhere else.
That sounds about right. Well, because we also had a professional hockey team here, too. Remember the Cincinnati,
Cyclones?
No, not the Cyclones, the Stingers.
Oh.
Cincinnati Stingers, and they played out of the, I still call it the Coliseum. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is now. I think it's the Heritage Bank Center or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So Cincinnati Stingers. Actually, I remember when I was a little kid, they also brought the circus to the Coliseum. And I remember one year, I think I was like 7 or 8 years old, my parents got the box seats or the club or whatever it is, you know, the high end
suites.
So I got to sit up there and watch the circus from high atop. So it was actually kind of cool. So anyway, going back to nostalgic. We got it's great when you're old and you start talking nostalgic history and everything else. So HOAs. So millions of Americans are getting squeezed by growing fees from their homeowners association, and really it's likely it's only going to get worse. Research from LendingTree indicates that 17.5 million homeowners in America, or about 1 in 3, paid HOA or condo fees in 2024. For 2.6 million of those homeowners, the dues ran at least $500 a month.
That's nuts.
Or more. You know, and I see, and I look at listings. In fact, I have a, you know, I have some clients that are either looking for a condo or investors that want to, you know, buy rentals. There's a condo for sale. There's condos for sale up in Westchester right now that are near the golf course. I think
Becker Ridge. Mm-hmm.
That are going for, the HOAs are 700. Yep. You want to know what's even crazier? There are condos right here in Mount Adams. I don't know Hatch Street. These are condos that are basically, they're on stilts, right? And they overlook the river and they overlook part of the city, which is great, beautiful view. The condos are, you know, $300,000, $350,000 a piece, but the HOAs are close to $1,200 a month.
Yeah.
I mean, that is absolutely, who wants to pay two mortgages on one house?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, $500 a month, that's more than a car payment.
Right.
You know, and not that I'm, you know, one to really highly complain, because I live in a townhouse over in the Mount Washington area, and my HOA fees are like $430 a month.
Wow.
It's insane.
Yeah, we also live in a townhome in Westchester, and when we got there, 5 years ago, we were at $125 a month, which was unheard of, like to have a $125 HOA.
Yeah.
And that covered all the exterior and ground removal and landscaping and things. And since then, we are now at $325. So we've gone up two times.
My God.
In the 5 years. This is more average range, I would say, around the $300-$350 range.
Mm-hmm.
So I still don't feel terrible about it. But other people, I've seen a lot more sales in my community because of that.
Well, right, exactly. So, and when you're talking about, you know, because what's one of the big things now? It's affordability,
right?
So when we talk about buyers being choosier, trying to find, you know, a home that fits within their budget, you know, do you use one of those mortgage apps to like kind of calculate a payment when we're saying, you know, to a client that wants to buy a home, it's like, okay, well, let's kind of get a ballpark of what your payment's going to look like. You know, and when you factor in the HOA payment, you know, and more and more, you know, my buyers are saying to me, I do not want to be in an HOA.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, on the flip side of that coin, if it's new construction, right? So if you're looking at like a Fisher home or a D.R. Horton or Dries or whatever, okay, there's an HOA associated with that. However, those HOA fees are relatively low.
And annual, typically.
And annual, so like maybe a couple $300.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
Right.
The challenge is when the developers are done and the HOA then says, well, we need to get a better, more professional management company like, and I'm not going to name any names, but some of the bigger HOA or some of the bigger companies in town in Cincinnati. And I see
what you did there.
Yeah, you got me. That, you know, handle management of, you know, neighborhoods and subdivisions. And they charge out the yin yang.
Yeah.
And in my mind, you know, I got nothing against HOA, like for townhomes where I live, single people, well, even if you're married, it doesn't matter. I mean, but if you live in a townhome, having that service is great, you know, because your snow's removed, they redo your roofs, they paint, they put on new siding. I mean, my HOA that I pay to every month, I mean, they really do a lot of maintenance and they really do a lot of good upkeep.
I'll tell you what, when I bought this, I was also looking at a 3-bedroom with a finished basement and a nice big yard in Mason for him, a yard for him to play in. And I forewent the yard to have the no maintenance living. So because of the HOA, I don't have to worry about cutting grass, shoveling snow. I don't have to worry about the roof, the foundation. Pretty much I change the air filter and clean my house and turn the key and we go. So,
right.
I like having the HOA for that reason, because it takes a lot of extra things off of me being so busy with real estate and raising a kiddo that's active. And so this was better for me versus having to do all of those things myself and maybe have to source that out. I'm going to pay either way.
Right. So, and then that raises a good point. So, yeah, because I'm the same way. I mean, you know, I live alone, you know, and like I mentioned at the top of the show, you know, I'm working 12, 13, 14 hour days.
Right.
I don't have time to, by the time I get home,
mow the yard.
You know, I don't want to pull out my lawnmower and start riding around. So I guess the point we're trying to make here, folks, you know, if you're considering, or if you live in an HOA, or you're thinking of, if you're looking at buying a home, if you know that there's an HOA, then look at what the cost of the HOA is every month, and then kind of subtract that number from what it would cost you to buy the gas for your lawnmower, or to buy a lawnmower itself, or to do the different, you know, the landscaping, or whatever, the exterior maintenance, and those types of items that you know you're going to do that the HOA would cover. And if the HOA fees are less than what you think you would spend to do all this, the exact same things, all those exact same things, then yes, that would be a good investment. If not, then, you know, I would say look somewhere else and don't find a home without an HOA. Mm-hmm. The other thing to look at too, and this is a good point, is, you know, when we do listings and we put the HOA documents in the listings because they're supposed to be there, find out how many, if they're in that, in those documents, or ask your agent to find out how many times the HOA fee has gone up over the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. Because if that number has gone up exponentially, then that should tell you something.
Right.
You know, I would then, you know, that's like, well, then shoot, I should expect another, you know, $50, $60, $70 increase. And, you know, right now, $50, $60, $70, that's a lot of money for people.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, until you know, we get prices back down, until we see, you know, some of the economic pressures ease on all of us, $50, $60 is, that's a lot. And it's hard enough to save as it is right now. So do that economic analysis for yourself. Do that budget analysis for yourself. So when you, if you're, whether the HOA is going to be beneficial or not. Okay. Yeah. So think we had a pretty good show this week. Kara, did you have a good time?
I did.
Our real estate jam session?
It's always a good time chatting with you, Sean.
Oh, you are too sweet. Okay, I'm buying you lunch next week.
Right on.
Kendrick, what'd you think, Kendrick? Did you enjoy your debut on the radio?
Yeah, thank you.
You really, what a polite young man.
No, I do have a...
Give me a fist bump. You did awesome. All right. Well, folks, I hope everybody has a good weekend, and enjoy the sunshine, and everyone pray for a Reds win. You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show here on WDJO, where the music is, and we'll catch you all next week. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to the Did You Know Real Estate Show with Sean Dennity of the Dennity Home Group at Keller Williams Advisors. When experience, dedication, and personalized service matter most, trust the best. Give Sean a call at 513-766-9200. Your dream home is just a call away.